Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So there are few medical stories as seemingly upbeat, both in health terms and in profitability, as the tale of the little HMG-CoA's reductase inhibitor that could. That's the complicated chemical name for the class of drugs called statins. They're all basically a form of an enzyme that tells your liver to produce less cholesterol and helps the liver eliminate the worst kind of cholesterol already in your system. Statins have also been found to produce broader positive health effects on heart attack and stroke risk. They have made billions of dollars under brand names like Zocor, Crestor, Prevacol, Symcor, and the mother of all statins, Lipitor. Lipitor is used regularly by nearly 10 million people. It's made more than $100 billion for Pfizer, its maker. And today's a milestone for statins, big pharma, and 20 million Americans with high cholesterol. Lipitor's patent runs out today, meaning that generic versions of the drug will now be available under the name Atorvastatin. It will be significantly cheaper than the Pfizer brand, but chemically identical. Generics and patent expirations are nothing new, but this case is important for a number of reasons. Well beyond price, medical ethicist Harriet Washington, author of Deadly Monopolies, The Shocking Corporate Takeover of Life Itself and the Consequences for Your Health and Our Medical Future, joins us. Harriet, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Harriet, is the landscape for prescription drugs completely different today than it was 20 years ago, and is Lipitor partly the reason?
The landscape is very different, and this falling off the patent cliff, this patent expiry, is a very important trend. In that sense, the landscape is extremely different. There used to be hundreds of drugs innovated every year by pharmaceutical companies, and now the number has dwindled down to 18 a year. So not only are drug companies losing their profits as drugs go off patent, but there's very little in the pipeline to replace them.
And is part of the reason for that that the profitability of Lipitor means that the R&D and research arms of Big Pharma are really looking for drugs that can be taken every day by patients? That was not always the case. It was the idea that you'd have a drug for a while and then go off the drug. Lipitor is pretty much a chronic, everyday kind of a therapy.
Their goal is the drug that's going to maximize profits. And as you suggest, yes, a drug that's taken by a wide swathe of the population every day is ideal for maximizing profits as long as the patent is in effect. Roughly 6 months after the patent goes after effect, as you suggested as well, the price tends to drop precipitously, and they make less money.
All right, we're going to talk about that with Michael Kleinrock, who's Director of Research Development at the IMS Institute for Healthcare Informatics, part of the market research company IMS Health. Michael, good morning to you.
Morning, John. How are you?
Great. So Pfizer got $100 billion during the 20 years of the patent protection for Lipitor. Now the patent goes off, and it's time for some payback, right? All is right with the world.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Patients have benefited tremendously from this very, very good drug, and obviously Pfizer reaped the benefit. But certainly millions of patients have not had a heart attack or a stroke or died.
And in the case of the generic drug, why should Lipitor fight to keep the patients? Let them go, find the generic. It's sort of chemically identical. There's not much reason to stay with Pfizer. What's Pfizer going to do about all this?
Well, you know, I think it's really important to understand Pfizer's not just the number one drug company in the U.S. Pfizer's also the number five generic company in the U.S. So they're in a business, and if you took the name off the front of the box, as you do with a generic, there's really no reason any company can't make money selling those versions of the drugs, and Pfizer's no different than any other.
Harriet Washington, is there a different business in the pharmaceutical industry in the generic world than there is in the proprietary branded drug world?
Absolutely. Pharmaceutical companies, which have traditionally focused on non-generic drugs, have now turned their attention to generics as their other profits have fallen off. So increasingly, you find them employing strategies to maintain their grip on these drugs. This is only Pfizer's strategy around Lipitor is only the latest incarnation of that. Previously, they have gone to generics company and bargained with them not to seek to market the drugs for a certain period of time so that the branded company can continue to make money even though the patent has expired. Now, as we see, they are actually in generic country there. Pfizer is now a drug company that, as has been suggested, has a generic side. But my question is, does that benefit the consumer?
All right, well, let's talk about that. Harriet Washington is a medical ethicist. She's the author of a book with a very long title that I will mention before the end of this segment once again. Michael Kleinrock is with us. He's the director of research and development at the IMS Institute for Healthcare Informatics. Michael, if Pfizer is a big force in the generic drug industry and is going to take steps to preserve its customer base of anywhere from 3.5 to 10 million customers in this generic transformation of Lipitor, doesn't that reduce competition if Pfizer wants to become a huge force in generics?
Well, they're already a huge force in generics, and I think the issue of reducing competition is actually a little bit of a misnomer. Certainly in the first 6 months following the patent expiry, the law allows for only a single competitor. That's the first company to have challenged the patent successfully. So really, for the next 6 months, there will be a generic competitor. There's actually another generic competitor that Pfizer have authorized. In that sense, there will be generic competition. Normally, there's 5, 10, or 15 generic companies making a generic, and that'll happen sometime after May next year. So, you know, that a company is involved, really, I don't think influences competition necessarily. What probably influences competition more is if they're incredibly successful. But again, success is something I don't think we should be against.
Michael, how do you pronounce the generic name for Lipitor? Atorvastatin?
I pronounce it atorvastatin, but
atorvastatin.
I think this is one of the art forms in pharmaceutical industry is that everyone has a different one.
Right. Well, 20 million people will be investigating what the savings might be from a generic. Harriet Washington, you want to run down the economics, just roughly speaking? How much does Lipitor cost versus a generic?
Well, the cost of Lipitor versus generic right now, there's not a huge gap. Typically what happens is the price falls at least about 18%, but that's typically only after the 6 months. Right now, to the consumer, the difference is transparent because the pharmacy benefit managers, the middlemen, actually are able to absorb our difference in cost. And so to the consumer, they're not going to see a difference right now. The question is, these deals that Lipitor has struck with pharmacy benefit managers are only in effect until, what, December? And so
we'll just have to see. Harriet Washington, medical ethicist and author of Deadly Monopolies, The Shocking Corporate Takeover of Life Itself and the Consequences for Your Health and Our Medical Future. We also spoke with Michael Kleinrock of the IMS Institute for Healthcare Informatics about Lipitor's patent expiring, and it's going to be atorvastatin from now on. Thanks, guys.